Today in your health, just how safe is hormone replacement therapy? But first, Allison Kojak on a new study showing prescription drug use is on the rise.
60% of adults take prescription medications. And a study from Harvard's Public Health School shows that number has been increasing steadily for more than a decade. Lead author Elizabeth Cantor says there are lots of reasons why medication use is growing.
There's the whole obesity epidemic. There's policy changes and new recommendations coming out and drugs entering the market and exiting the market. And there's so many things happening at once that I think it's really hard to pinpoint exactly what's driving each trend.
The study shows the most widely used drugs treat diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. But an intriguing finding is a spike in the use of antidepressants. The number of people over 40 being treated for depression has doubled in the last decade.
I would say that's concerning.
Waleed Jalad is a professor of medicine and health policy at the University of Pittsburgh.
Some may need to be on the medication, but why are rates so high?
One clue, a separate study last week showed suicides and drug overdoses among middle-aged white people are soaring. Overall, Jalad says the growing use of medications in general may be good news, or not.
If you're on 5 pills and you need to be, and it's improving your life, making you feel better, and reducing your risk of heart attacks, you know, that's good. But if everyone is on 5 medicines because doctors aren't taking the time to talk to them, or we're not exercising enough, or we're eating too much salt, or whatever it might be, that's a problem.
He says the study is a good base to begin to figure that out. Allison Kojak, NPR News.